impossible dream to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. For this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. The world would be better for this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday.
Let's see.
Blappa, is that you? Blappa?
Excuse me?
Can you hear me, Blappa? Blappa.
Blackalacker.
Blappa, can you hear me?
Blackalacker.
Yes. Can you hear me, the maids?
Yes.
Maids.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hang on, I have to close the closet door in case John's pays. Looks.
Excuse me?
Hold on.
How come it's sound quality so bad? I can't hear you.
What's bad?
It was hard to hear you while it's so cramped. Come on.
How is it now?
It's good.
Okay. Well, that's because I was far away from the microphone, Cheryl. Dumb bitch.
Well, that would be a problem. Wow.
What's that background?
Great.
Oh, it's blacks on the Ustream. Oh, God. This. All right. I feel like I'm surrounded by cow cuts.
What are you talking about? You're talking about the one that J-Mates made.
No. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm a dark horse.
Let me get on this. I'm not Ustreaming yet. It keeps crashing, so I don't know what's with this business. I'm trying it with the Firefox.
Are we doing a live-gram? Live-gram.
We're going to try. I've got a different setup because I'm using it on the Cuntus top. I look very hideous. Better turn the lights off. I'm wearing my glass aids, which I always do anyway, so I don't know why I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's right, Cheryl. Ugh. And I can't find the camera. I couldn't find that. Not the prolapse. The good news is...
Keep talking, dog.
I the power adapter I couldn't find for the cameras, so hopefully it's fine. Don't worry about it. But I talked with Hagatha. Okay. She wants to be on the program. We're going to call her. Now, we have to ask...
Can we get to talk about poop, eh?
No, well, what we're going to ask her about is she got fucked in public yesterday at the jackhammer, and she wanted to talk about that 11-inch penis, okay?
Right.
White penis.
And, it wasn't white when it went inside of her.
Excuse me?
I said it was not white when it went inside of her.
Oh, hey.
I made it before it entered
her
anus. Okay.
You got that?
You know, she's full of poo. Mustard colored.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, looking. You can ask her about all the it's in a bag of chips. All right.
Hell yes.
I ordered out on my welfare check again. I ate to.
Thank God. Mo fingering and licking
what?
Like the KFC.
Where'd you get that? It sounds familiar.
Excuse me?
Where'd you get that? It sounds awfully familiar. I don't know where it sounds familiar right. From.
I don't know, but I added you at Bloated Lesbian. Oh, Nancy, mo fingering and licking like the KFC.
Ow, I afford it. Ow, afford it again.
Declan.
It's Declan. You know why his show is interesting, Cheryl?
Picture it. Me and Ben with a gorgeous hunk of a man. He's pounding my bitch boy ass while I eat potato salad.
Is that serious? Is that serious?
Yes, he tweeted that.
I was at the park and I did a nice talk about him. Remind me to talk about it. I have a fantasy about when I'm the queen, and Andy's going to be my court jester.
Friday.
I'm going to start my own program called Lesbians. And it's as if it's another parallel universe, because there can be several, where the world is run by me, Mant Weinstein, and I make the laws. So annoying-looking people are put in jail and punished and maybe tortured a little, if that's legal in my parallel universe. We might not have a Geneva Convention. We might have a Vagina Convention or something like this. And I'll be all like, I'll be like, why you gotta be all up in my business? Being so ugly and vast. You all ugly and annoying-looking. You finna die. Now, I would bring Andy Melton into my court. I mean, Trockbella Mortenstein. There's no such thing as Andy Melton. I'm sorry. Trockbella Mortenstein would be the court jester. Basically, what that would amount to is Trockbella Mortenstein on a trampoline when I hold court. So we might have some delicious food, a presentation from several ministers, you know, maybe somebody asking for my dog's hand in marriage, you know, that kind of thing. And then we have Trockbella Mortenstein jumping on I hope you can hear me, on a trampoline. Wouldn't that be nice? The whole time. Well, she has to take breaks because she's clinically obese, though I imagine that the obesity would go down as the trampoline continues, so we'd probably have to limit trampoline to, say, maybe an hour a day so she doesn't lose too much weight, and the rest of the time she can eat. I think she needs to eat. As much as I would like to see Trockbella Mortenstein shrink, this is a parallel universe where she must constantly be engorged with ham. Canned ham spam. And deer meat, I would say. Deer meat, canned ham, and spam. Yeah, ham on the bone is fine for Trockbella Mortenstein. Is that enough? I should make another segment. I don't know. It doesn't tell me how long these can be. Wrong password. Get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous. I look terrible, Cheryl. I'll tweet. Live stream of yeast with Cheryl and Madge.
Totally old.
And Hagatha Nows. Here we go. Oh, God. I look so hideous, Cheryl. It's these glasses and the grease. You know, we're so humid out today. Talk, Cheryl. I'm adjusting
really,
the camera settings.
Excuse?
What about your vagina?
Is that your excuse, mates?
What about your clit?
Well, I was saying that I think that
your clit
pretty much your
Google.org. That's different for you.
So how's the clutter and hoarding?
I'm not cluttering, you fucking bitch.
How's hoarding?
Whoring? No, that's
maybe
one of the wisdom's
maybe we can meet you on that program, Obsessed, honey.
You with the fucking reality TV. I'm so over that crap.
Listen, I only listen to that one program. Come on.
Cheryl, do you have Ben Wibbles?
Well, I've put one insert in my ass coat.
Now?
And it's in the vaginal park. And I've also got one in. I entered it through the same hole, but it's inside of my ass. And when I jump up and down, they bang into each other through my fistula.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Talk more about it while I try and figure out why the fuck this isn't working.
It's very complicated.
Okay.
And, last night, before I went to bed, I was fingering my fistula.
Okay.
And I realized that, instead of merely pleasuring myself via fistula, I was actually ripping the hole larger and larger and larger, and it was large enough that this massive brick of a turd smashed into my vagina through the fistula. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was so solid that it kind of resembled a brick-shaped penis.
Brook Shields?
No, brick-shaped penis.
Oh, like Mrs. Brick Shits. My mother's friend, Mrs. Brick Shits.
Yes.
She shits bricks.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I understand that now. Ooh. I do. Where is this setting? I don't know why it says progressive scanning. It makes it look terrible.
You mean the setting to make it not look like...
I don't know where that is. I need a new face, Cheryl. I need a new face.
It's probably too expensive of a camera for you to look through it.
I'm suffering from
that you need a control surface in order to podcast now.
Actually, no. I decided I don't because I really don't want to have to podcast. So let's forget about that. Don't worry about that. We can live without that thing.
Okay, please don't worry about it.
Although I wouldn't turn it away, you know, mind you. I found the setting. Okay. I just forwarded. I have a stinky forwards from the, not the uterus, but that thing, that other thing downstairs.
What did you eat, honey?
I had chicken.
Honey, what did you eat?
Chicken.
Chicken boobies.
I wrecked my lives. Mm-hmm. I wrecked my lives and then I ate chicken boobies. I wrecked my lives.
Okay. Did you, honey?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Just take my face off and shoot me. God, could I look older? All right, let's call. Oh, no. Are we on? Are people listening? Oh, yeah, they're already there. We got some audience members.
That's the power of Cheryl's twat hair.
Did you twat it also? Vagina?
Yolks.
Let me make sure I'm recording. Now, I'm using the cunt top, so you're not going to get much in the way of mother darling and all that. I only have two things on the laptop to redundant and for everyone. Let me find those. Okay.
Hey, mate,
find...
Hey.
That's good.
And
that's
all I have today.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Don't worry, I have some sound effects.
That's good.
All right. Anyway, so the deal is this, Cheryl. We're going to call Hagatha, and you got to... She doesn't want to be known only as disgusting. She's a very literate person. But we are going to... she got fucked bareback last night at the Jackhammer, and she wants you to talk to her about it by an 11-inch penis.
Okay, before that, I have something very special for you.
Okay. Louder.
Oh, come on, nigga. Come on, dog.
It was too loud. It was hard to. I don't think people could decipher what it was saying. Are you watching the chat room? Because I know it. I need you to watch.
I was watching Coco doing.
I hate you.
You hear that?
I heard the first part. Come on, but I didn't hear come on. What?
Nigga, fuck nigga.
Excuse me.
That's what they say. It was the Coco dorm. I mean, yes.
I don't know nothing.
You don't know Nick. Made Coco Chanel. Now listen.
Coco Chanel. I don't know what you're talking about with bag of chips.
The point is just this.
Oh, God.
Tim Dwayne's.
What? Will you stop cracking yourself up and just talk for once? What? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Jesus Christ. Oh, look, Matt Turdress is there. Matt Turdress is there. One frame per second. Oh, I still have the BitTorrent on my other computer. Thank you, Justin. I forgot. I'm downloading some of the porn. I'm not downloading porn, actually. I'm downloading.
Well, you better pull us it.
Hold on. How doing? Let's turn off my downloads. No, hold on. I'm turning off the views. It's called views. Now, you should get a much better strain in just a moment. Is it getting better, Justard? Justard? Hello? Is your stream getting better, bitches? Answer me on the stream already. Video sucks. Okay, give it a minute because...
Listen.
Because I had the bit to renew.
Future Grom for you.
Yeah, hi, Max. Matt.
Because I'm fecal incontinent, so I often have accidents and I can't get off on it.
You're a fecal incontinent, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fine, Justin?
Can you hear the...
Cheryl, let's call Hagatha before she disappears. We have to call Hagatha.
My hand was in my pocket, and I've got a hula pocket so I can just play with my lips.
It sounds funny, Cheryl, but you're going to ruin it by playing it so that we can't hear it. So just give it a rest.
Hello?
Hagatha.
Hagatha.
Hi.
Hi, Hagatha. It's Madge and Cheryl again.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to frame you as being disgusting. Clearly, you're not gross. And we're just going to ask you questions about your...
Well, you know, Cheryl, I'm glad to hear that. Because, you know, You've got somewhat of a little bit of Richard filled me in today about your...
What?
You're the way you...
Madge,
your dollar.
You dumb bitch.
Cheryl, what's the worst thing about molesting a 5-year-old?
Having to dry clean the clown costume.
Everybody heard that.
Okay.
Well, Richard, I just want you to know,
my
ladies,
name is
I
Madge.
Got out of the house. Ladies.
Madge.
I know, Madge. Yes, Madge.
Damn her.
Listen, I got out of the house because I cannot talk with my roommate home.
Right,
because
you're 21 year old that you pay to lick your dirty ass. Okay.
How much you
he's convinced I talked about him. What?
Whatever. Okay, we want...
So I'm out of the house. I'm sitting on a bench on Devon Avenue. I'm cruising the street while I'm talking to you. I may get a little distracted.
Are there a lot of the Indians there? Because that's where the Indians live, ain't it?
I'm right in the middle of Little India.
What do you see?
The air is rife with goat meat and curry.
Ooh.
And all these ragheads.
Do you have a third
oi? Do not
oy?
Interest me.
Please don't.
Oi, what?
Do you have a third oi?
No, what's that? A third oi. Actually, funny story, I got hit with a golf club right at that area of the third eye when I was a kid. So, you know, there's something going on there. I can guess numbers. I can guess cards out of a card deck. I don't have any money for you tonight.
What card am I holding right now in my vagina?
There's a beggar here asking for a cigarette.
Here,
say hi to my friend. Hello.
Hello, this
Hello.
Is Madge Weinstein. You're on the radio.
He's got long hair. He looks like Fu Manchu. He's got very weathered
skin. Let me talk to the homeless again.
He's homeless. He's not my type. He's got a flat stomach, though.
Can you put the speaker on so me and Cheryl can talk to her?
He's gone now. Yeah, a lot of hers. Not his, no. And, you know, it doesn't always come back to the poop. Cheryl.
It does
now,
for me.
Man, I decided, Cheryl and Madge and the audience that's going to listen to this. Hagatha doesn't lie. Now, I know I heard you say this about me, Madge.
I said that. I know you did.
I heard you say that. I'm not an improv. I'm a truth prov. It's all biodegradable, autobiographical with me.
I don't think that you're biodegradable.
You know, I don't embellish. I don't embellish. You know, the truth is always stranger than fiction with me.
Yeah, but you did say that the puke fetish was an embellishment, did you not?
The puke fetish?
Yes. You said you were just kidding at the end of the phone call last time.
No, if it was a hot fucking 21-year-old frat boy that's been chugging beer all night, and he goes, oh, God, I'm going to hurl. I would love to have him hurl all over my face with my mouth open and just get all those chunks of burrito and Doritos. And
why would you like that?
Because, unlike you, I treasure the human body and all of its secretions and all of its juices and liquids and solids and, I like it all.
Well, that's not really an answer to the question,
Habitha. Hot guy.
That's not an answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch.
Will you speak up, Cheryl? I can't hear you hardly.
Cheryl, we can't hear you. Speak up. Enunciate. Speak from the diaphragm. Take a big breath, girl. She's eating something.
She's such a fucking bitch. Cheryl.
What?
Hagatha.
What, are you eating a five-year-old's ass, Cheryl?
I filled in Hagatha. I told her how you like to molest children, Cheryl.
Well, Cheryl, I don't want to make you feel bad. I molested the neighbor boy when I was a kid.
Cheryl, please ask Hagatha about her evening last night.
What is she doing?
Now, listen, hold on. Now, you wait a minute. You molested whom yesterday?
No one yesterday. When I was 13 or 14, I gave the neighbor boy. I used to babysit him.
God,
and why they would let a raving queen babysit their boy, I have no idea.
Well, maybe because not all gay people are sexual compulsives and molesters. Maybe some of us want equal rights and don't want to make us all look like disgusting pigs in the restroom.
Okay.
Well, they trusted me and I violated that trust.
Okay.
Long story short, I used to give him his bath.
God on a wheel. Go ahead.
I used to give him his bath. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of mean. And so
really?
I would run scalding hot bath water. I see a cute boy across the street. Yeah, buddy.
What's up?
Yeah, stud. Oh, I wish I had some money tonight. I would give him some money. Yeah.
Is he an Indian?
So anyway, no, he's a white boy.
You should meet this friend of ours named Allie My Vagina. He sticks things in his urethra, and he works at Dell.
Who?
His name is Allie My Vagina. He's an Indian who has a urethra fetish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, long story short, I would draw a scalding hot bath.
Yeah.
And then I would say, let's play Superman, and you get to dive into the tub. And I would pick him up, and I would throw him in the tub full of scalding hot water.
You're an evil axe murderer.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Honey,
and
did
we used to...
Of course she was. She loved every minute of it.
And we used to play this game. To my eternal shame, that's not the worst part. The worst part is we used to play a game called Brothers, where we would both stood down, and all I remember is sucking his little dick, and that it was veiny. It had a big vein on the top of it. And it only happened 2 or 3 times, you know? And I think the family knew about it. I think he told the family because, you know, I just...
Wait
I
a second.
Tell.
What did you spray? You said you sprayed urine on him? Is that what you said?
No. He had a vein on his dick.
Hold on.
But it was like bubble gum.
Right.
I'm not happy it happened, you know? I'm not happy it happened, you know? That's something I'll take to the grave with me. It was very, very bad.
But last night... And he's all that kind of, you know...
Mucus.
Bacular and then prolapse now. Right.
Every time I think she can't get any more disgusting, she gets more disgusting, this thing.
Cheryl?
You!
Let's talk about last night.
Okay, go ahead. What'd you do
last night? Which might even turn into chapter 2 tonight. Okay. I haven't been going to bars since I quit drinking.
Oh, you quit drinking. Thank God for that. You're still molesting children in bathhouses, bathtubs, but thank God you quit drinking at least. Go ahead.
Right.
I was a kid when I did that. Anyway, I'm not drinking, so I don't go to bars. But I've been ready to go, and I knew it, but I hadn't really felt pretty enough, blah, blah, blah. But I've been gaining some weight. So anyway, last night I went to the Jackhammer, and I went there really early. And they said, yeah, we have a basement in this place called The Hole. It's got a dark room. And I'm like, hallelujah. I didn't know. I told them, I said, if I'd known I was living this close to paradise, I would have been here long before.
Well, they were trying to not let, you know, they were trying to keep it. Less disgusting.
No, people love me. They love me. I'm a catalyst.
I can AIDS.
Have you considered maybe that you might have an addiction be so alcohol? Maybe something
well,
like that.
Well, you know, anybody can talk like this, like they think they're Laverne from Laverne and Shirley. I wonder how... Exactly. Anyone can do it. I do my own, you know, I don't try to have a funny voice. Agatha is what she is.
What are you talking about? That's the way Cheryl talks. You shouldn't be mean to somebody who has her lung removed, partially.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard you're only packing, a partial lung there, girl?
That's right. Now go on, did you?
I bet if you took a nice big puff of crack cocaine with that small lung that you have, you would get off like a son of a bitch.
Well, at least you got drink alcohol.
Yeah, thank God for that. Mm-hmm. Now go ahead with the jackhammer now. What happened?
So I was there. I had to come home. I had some raw eggs, a couple donuts, took my antidepressants.
Raw eggs?
And I went back. I didn't have time. I was too excited to scramble them and cook them. And okay. I actually think I'm going to go back there again tonight. But I have to go to my sugar daddy's tomorrow, but I don't have to fuck them. But I'm just, you know, I went in the room. Long story short.
It's not short. You've said that 20 times. It's not short. Just go ahead with it.
Okay. Well, I had 3 black dicks in a row. Guys there, they don't come. They don't want to come. They just want to have a little fun and then go out, have a few drinks, go back in the dark room, have a little fun, go have some more drinks.
No, they don't want to waste their cum on you. They want to get somebody. They want to just get you to sort of get the shit.
You know what, Madge?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a bad-looking little Hagatha, you know?
Not when it's pitch
black. And I got some nice guns. Hagatha, she's got the Michelle Obama arms. I got it going on in my black dago tee. So, yeah, people were happy to be having me suck there. But anyway, this one black guy, I go, will you pee in my mouth? And he goes, right now,
can you let her finish the story, Cheryl? Okay. She's talking about taking black dicks and pissing on them. Let her go.
Dorm.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, anyway, all the other times that I've had guys piss in my mouth, their dicks are all the way at the back of my throat.
Right.
So I feel it, you know, hitting the back of my throat going down, but it's cheating my tongue and my mouth of the experience. So I want to try a different and I basically just want to put their little pee hole right inside my lips, and that way I can feel it shooting across my tongue and it's extra hot that way. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the other thing, at the end of the night, I was getting kind of bored, and there was this ugly, scraggly-looking, Jewish-looking guy came in, and I noticed that this cute guy made a beeline for him, and popped down underneath and had his fly zipped and open before you could, you know, say, you know, whatever. And I thought, oh, God, he's got to be super hung. Why else would she be flopping down there like that? Anyway, I got close enough to watch but not to interfere. And anyway, I saw it, and it was like 11 inches like a baseball bat. Gorgeous big dick. And he wanted to play with my dick, and I had it mine tied off. So he was,
what
you know,
does that mean, tied
mine.
Off?
It's like when you wear a cock ring. I have to tie my dick off, you know. So anyway, long story short, people weren't getting screwed back there. In fact, the movies they were showing were only oral movies. They weren't even showing any fucking, on the X-rated movies they were showing. So anyway, this guy, I go, do you like to fuck? I go, do you like to fuck? He's like, not really. And I'm like, oh, shit. So anyway, all the people left, and it was just me and him, and I think like two other guys. I said, just rub it on my butthole a little bit. So he goes, fine. So I get my ass all wet.
With
and
what?
And he's rubbing on it, and I just pushed back with all my might and crammed about 4 inches of it in all at once. And I was like, oh, it hurts, oh, it hurts, take it out, take it out. Yeah.
And now, wait, what did you use to get your asshole wet? Shit?
No, used my own spit.
Okay.
I used my, a lot of times, like if I go to the RAM, some guys will want to fuck me, but they'll finger me and they'll bring their finger out and it's brown. So what I do is I go in the bathroom, I dig out someone's soda plastic 20-ounce soda bottle.
From the garbage?
I dig it out of the trash.
Okay.
I dig it out of the trash, I put it under the faucet, I get ice cold water, I squat down, I open my ass up with two fingers, and I douche. Yeah. And, you know, that way it's clean.
Yeah.
I wasn't clean last night.
Soda bottle that somebody was drinking out of with their herpes lips.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I put a little hot water on it. I'm clean. I don't have any disease.
Right.
So anyway, you know what I should be?
Dead?
Yes.
So anyway, after he stuck it in and it hurts, I know from experience, once your ass calms down and then you can handle it. So I'm like, hey, rub it on there again. He's like, okay. So anyway, long story short, I got all of it in me. I was bouncing for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then someone new came in and he just basically walked away and pulled his dick out of me.
Was he wearing a condom?
Was he what?
Was he wearing a condom?
A condom?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Matt? You know how I fly.
I'm guessing he did not. Did he want to use a condom?
No. And he didn't get shit on his dick, because when a dick is that fat around, it just packs your poop way up deep. I took 3 shits today. Yeah.
Now,
going back there again tonight.
So there is no discussion about HIV AIDS?
Why do we want to talk about that?
Because it's part of the
deal. That is a myth. That, like the Holocaust, it is a myth. There is no such thing. That was created by straight people to scare us from having butt sex. Yeah, and I'm on a crusade to show that it's all a lie.
Okay. And how do you explain
Ahmed Ahmadinejad, who said there's no gays in Iran.
Now how do you explain all the facial wasting in the community?
Poppers.
Oh, it's poppers. Okay. Anyway,
poppers
that's nice.
Does that.
I'm glad you had a good time.
And all those queens, all those queens who died in the 80s and early 90s, it was just purely exhaustion from all the disco music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Fine. That makes sense.
Come on, mate.
Of course.
And I'm receiving any other treatments from your psychologist because you should be.
Treatments for what?
Mental illness, perhaps?
Yes.
Girl, they all know. They say I have borderline personality disorder.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I want to know what's on the other side of the borderline, because I want to cross over into whatever this magic la-la land is. I don't want to be borderline anything.
Because I'm going to lose my mind, because I keep on kissing my love over the borderline. Sorry, I had to have an interludes.
Borderline
listen,
personality disorder.
What are you talking to? Listen, Madge,
what?
I'm dominating the conversation.
Yes.
I'm eating on my minutes because you know I don't have a plan.
Because you don't have a phone because you're ghetto. Right.
I don't have a phone.
Let me ask you a question.
Characterized by pervasive instability in moods, interpersonal relationships, self-image, and behavior. This instability often disrupts family and work life, long-term planning, and makes someone into a complete disease-ridden whore that eats poop. Patients often need extensive services.
Really? It's kind of like that scene in The Matrix where they say, do you want to take the red pill or the green pill? I don't want to take the well pill, okay?
Right.
I'm fine the way I am. I get my kicks. I get enough kicks for 10 people. Richard knows that's true.
Who is...
Can't keep an old girl down.
I don't know why you keep referring to somebody with an R word. My name is Madge Weinstein.
Oh, well, it's Madge. It's because, Madge, I know your sister, Richard, before I met you. So
there's
I
no sister name.
You're strikingly,
that.
Strikingly similar.
Don't and use the R word.
Now, the point is that our outside issues have overwhelmed our life and become more life issues, I guess you would say, and a mess.
Cheryl, what about you and your toddler cocks that you love to plunder? What about that?
I do not have sex with, unlike you, I don't like children like that.
She's lying.
Disgusting, racist.
She's lying, Agatha.
By the way, Madge.
What?
Somebody told me that you favor Steve Carell, but with a bigger nose and worse skin.
You're an evil cunt. Next question or statement. Remember, this is my show and I'm going to hang up on you. I want to know if...
Well, I've decided I'm going to go down to the jackhammer again.
I want
to
know...
I got exactly $5 to my name.
Can you bring the phone in there and just start sucking on my program? That would be nice.
No, but I wish I had a video phone.
Will somebody please in the audience buy her, if she stops talking about my skin condition, will somebody please try to buy Agatha some equipment? She doesn't even have a computer at home.
Oh, God, yes. Please, we will have phone sex. I don't care where you live in
please,
the world.
Please, we want to get you the
I will get you off nightly for 30 days straight. I'll find buttons on you mentally that you never knew you had. Yeah, we'll play. We'll do it all. Yeah, just find me a cheap laptop. Exactly. It'll be the best thing you
wait
can
a second.
Support,
who pressed
you know,
that's
for culture.
Good. I didn't press that's good, and I just heard of that's good. Who did
well,
that?
Well, of course.
Who pressed that's good? That's weird. It was somebody's higher power pressed the that's good button. That was weird. Seriously.
I don't have that one, otherwise I'd push it for you.
That's good.
What? Did that's somebody good. Else talk?
Mm-hmm.
Besides
mm-hmm.
those two, somebody came in?
It's a black lady. She's here.
Mm-hmm.
Agatha, how old are you?
Mm-hmm.
Agatha?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 47.
That's good.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the chronological...
You sound really old, Cheryl. You sound old. Is it because you only have a partial lung?
Mm-hmm.
Are you 67? Okay, that means your age, honey. On the internet. So that means you're 67.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's doing that,
I told you there's a black lady in my apartment.
What's her name?
That's good.
Mosetta Cobb?
Laquifa.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Laquifa?
Mm-hmm.
Vaginal Cream Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Vaginal Cream Davis? And whatever happened to Joan Jett Black? That's what I want to know. We get these great people in Chicago, and they fade away.
Well, Vaginal Cream,
Black
I believe, moved to San Francisco. I'm not sure about the other
well,
one.
Well, they all do. Yeah, they all do.
Maybe you should.
That's good.
I'm headed back to my house, Madge, because it's raining.
Yeah.
and I don't want to use up absolutely all of my minutes.
Can't you just fly home on your broom?
You have a track phone, honey.
Yeah, it's a ghetto phone. Pay-as-you-go phone, yeah.
Okay, Somebody needs...
But of course, I don't pay for it. I don't pay for it. I have wealthy friends take care of me.
Don't brag about
this. Angus is a very well-kept...
I will take care of you if it's a prepaid phone, Mary.
One last question.
I'm a courtesan.
One last question. Do you ever
I'm a geisha.
Do you ever have sex with Chinese people or Japanese?
You know, actually, weirdly enough,
yeah.
If you get like these gymnasts, these, especially the Japanese gymnasts
okay.
that are butch, that's hot. But these stupid little rice queens that run around the bathhouses and the bookstores with their hands crossed in front of them because they know nobody wants their little 2-inch dick. Even the other spicks don't want them. I mean, the other chinks don't want them. But that, when listen, a rice queen is one thing. You know what sticky rice is?
No.
That's when one Oriental likes another Oriental. Rice sticks to rice.
Okay.
You've never heard that?
And I also
Listen,
wanted to ask you
Madge,
about your hemorrhoids.
I'm going to have to go now.
What about those hemorrhoids of yours, though? Are they still flaring up like they were in Mommy Kills Best? Do they still look like a tarantula?
My hemorrhoids?
Yeah, does your asshole still look like a tarantula that Mrs. Blagojevich ate?
How about that? How about Miss Blagojevich, right? Patty's crying. She's crying with people. I'm just living to get me out of here. And you got to love Janice.
You didn't answer the question.
My ass actually, it looks like an old man with his teeth out spitting tobacco. That's what it looks like.
An old man with his teeth out spitting tobacco. Is that the duty? The tobacco? Is it a duty?
Yeah. I'm self-lubricating and self-cleaning. Yeah. I'm like an oven.
With duty. Duty.
Oh, that's all you two queens care about. You two women are just, you're more fixated
you're
on
the one that
than
eats
I am.
Mary.
Oh, like you've never been curious. And
I have never been curious as to the taste of shit.
I may poop my panty, but I don't need it. That's your job. Tobacco duty.
I taste it. I don't eat it. I want to kidnap Oprah and force her to eat like 5 pounds of shit. I want to kidnap Oprah and make her eat shit. That's what I want to do.
You know what? The point is just this. You put it in your mouth. It's like peanut butter and sticks to the roof of your mouth. You ate the fucking poop. Get over it. Love you, baby.
Well, Cheryl, you got the last word. And as usual, I defer to both you gals.
That's
and wish
right.
me luck for going out tonight.
I wish everyone that's there luck.
Well, I will be extra filthy now that I have an outlet for my sex escapades.
Have mercy and ring the fire alarm, please. Somebody go to the jackhammer.
Listen, Madge.
Yeah.
My goal for tonight is to get someone to put their dick in me and pee inside me.
Okay, well, will you turn on the phone and record it? Call
no,
me on
I
the
can't.
Cellular phone if that happens.
I guess it's Jeopardy.
Next Friday, you'll have a full report. I'm heading in my house. Cheryl, stay lovely. Man, stay ugly. And we'll talk to you later.
Get fucked. Bye.
Monday talk.
Right. Hang on. Why are you still there, Hagatha? Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, she's gone. God, that was horrible. Why do we torture ourselves with that thing?
Oh, my God, I cannot even believe half this. I mean...
She makes you look like a clean gal.
I know. I'm a disgusting, horrible person, but wow, compared to that, whoa, I'm an angel.
An angel. Church of Deborah's there in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Church of Deborah, you want to come on the Skype with us?
No, I'm going.
I don't know how much of a delay there is.
Listen. Oh, honey.
Oh, God.
Honey.
What?
Honey.
Yes.
I mean, wow. I mean, wow. That's all I can say.
You can say more than that, Maids.
Well, she not only ruined someone else's life when she was younger, but she continues to ruin many people's lives. including their own. But at least you don't drink. That's all I got to say. Hey.
I think next time we should talk about her battle with the AIDS.
Does she actually have AIDS?
What do you think, you idiot? God.
No, she don't.
Jesus Christ.
Because that's how life works. The people that are good they're the ones that get all the bad stuff.
No.
And people like whore and prep, none.
Well, you're not quite right.
Okay.
That's okay.
Got the AIDS.
Who?
Agafur.
I'm not going to out somebody with the AIDS. But what do you think when she takes 20 dicks up her ass and they don't have condoms? What do you think?
I can out someone with the AIDS.
And you obviously haven't seen her face.
Yes, I think I have seen a picture.
Well, use your brain then.
She's ugly as hell. That's why I like that she's so delusional that she thinks she's attractive.
And she tells me I have a skin condition. Fuck her.
Right.
From wearing all this goddamn makeup. You try wearing goddamn makeup all the time. To look womanly.
I'm being an ugly, old, gay man with AIDS and other STDs. That might help the looks.
I wanted to talk about this old woman who was mean. I was walking the dog. Tell me if... I don't think I said this on the show. It's so long since I done a show. I was walking the dog. I'm coming back into the building, and there's this old whore. You know, one of those old ladies that has to say hi to all the dogs and just basically bug people because she's outside and she has nothing to do. And she looks at me and she says, "Did you walk him for 45 minutes? I never seen this woman in my life. Did you walk him for 45 minutes? I said, why? She said, "Well, the dog whisperer says you have to walk the dog 45 minutes twice a day or they get rambunctious." I said, "Really? Well, he must have a lot of time on his hands." She said, "No, he has servants." I wasn't pleased. That's all, really.
She was also ugly.
Of course she was ugly.
What was that?
An email.
Oh.
Something horrible.
Poop, you lord.
I don't think I answered the phone once all week. Hate that fucking thing. Let's see.
It was because Thera was calling you.
What?
Was Thera trying to call you?
Oh, my God. Look at the spam I just got. Oh, because I'm a member of this group. Fred Astaire sent a message. Fred Astaire. Like a drag queen name. Sent a message to the members of penis, 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 penis. The petition is called "Let the Poor Provide All the Power Australia Needs." The Rudd government should provide free solar panels and installation now.
Oh, honey, you know what I did today?
I don't know.
I changed my Twitter profile picture to green so that I can help democracy in the world. Isn't that amazing? I'm doing my pork. Mm-hmm.
I wish you would die for democracy. That would be nice.
That would probably actually make a difference.
What happened there in Iran? Is it still going on, all the commotion?
Excuse me?
In Iran. What's going on over there in Iran?
That's why I'm trying to do my pork on Twitter.
I got another email. Julie Jules. Oh, I know Julie Jules. That's Miss Julie Fabulous. She's been on the show. Is she in the audience now, Julie? Are you in the audience now? She's an amazing filmmaker. You know, she made this movie that I laughed so hard about. She makes underground movies. She made this movie where this, and there's one scene where her, these crazy people are with their family eating, and all they do is show close-ups of the people, the parents chewing, like, and then you hear.
Sounds good. You should debut that on your website. Now listen, what happened to the developmentally disabled?
I'm still coming along. Leave me alone. Oh, tomorrow I'm going to videotape the band, though. The band is playing in public.
So that'll be up in about 2 years, or...
Maybe you should get fucked. You know, you talk me into doing a show, and then you just harangue me.
I ain't haranguing you. I'm haranguing the facts.
Matt, Hagatha does not seriously think AIDS is a myth. If not, she wouldn't be taking AIDS medicine. Next question.
But you don't have people with the AIDS.
Of course, PrEP doesn't have AIDS. It doesn't have AIDS, and he takes it, so that doesn't really say much.
No, fine.
It tastes good. I guess the pills taste good. He likes the side effects. Wants to fit
my
in.
My good ovary is doing real good.
What is?
I ain't got no more cancer in me. I ain't got no warts on me.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So enough, mates.
So what else, Cheryl? Oh, I wanted to talk to you about the beef, the brisket.
Oh, yes, brisket.
Well, it was tough.
They're calling.
Real tough.
Who made the brisket? When did you have it?
I'm not talking about specifics, but I did put the picture of the fish on my Facebook. And by the way, my Facebook has now a URL, facebook.com/yeastradio.
And it goes to some weird man.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have problems in this area.
You have identity problems.
I also posted a nice video on my YouTube page, which is Prolapse McGee. That's Prolapse McGhee. And it was a Cheryl in the pork, and she was talking about how dogs shouldn't get sexually abused.
I think they should now. Who made this brisket? And who was in attendance?
Well, it was your mother.
No, the screw the brisket.
It just could choke a horse, that's all.
So what was the point of you telling me about this?
I don't remember. Wanda Wisdom was telling me about it. It happened to her.
Okay, well then tell us what happened to her with the brisket and who made it.
She fed it to the dog.
Did Wanda's mother make the brisket?
Yes, Wanda's mother made the biscuit, and Wanda was there, and she fed it to the dog, and Wanda's niece started helping Wanda feed the brisket to the dog because it was inedible. And then Wanda's nephew, started feeding his brisket to the dog, and Wanda's mother said, grandson, please don't do that. Don't feed your brisket to the dog. It's good meat. He said, but... my sister is doing it. My sister, Christiane, is doing it. And then she looks over at her Grammy and says, I seen Grammy's vagina.
I seen Grammy's Leon. Now listen.
What?
Listen.
What?
Did she then point to one turd and say, Auntie One Turd is feeding it and I'm just following her?
Yes.
Or she didn't bust you out?
That's what happened after the comment about the lips. And then Wanda got busted out because she couldn't eat it. But the next day it was much better after it had cooked.
And then she took up one more serving of brisket, which was about half the brisket that was left. And by accident she dropped her plate on the floor.
Oh, I just got a comment from Auntie Vera Charles. She says, Dearest Madge, that was truly more disgusting than anything I have ever heard. Hagatha, what a gem. And that's coming from an old woman who has umpteen years of experience. She's, I believe, a septuagenarian by now. And that's the worst thing she's ever seen in heard in her life. That's amazing.
It's
amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Now,
amazing.
Ask the jeweler finished with the brisket.
Yeah.
Did it regurgitate the tough brisket meat?
No. No. Yeah. I believe that he...
good meat.
The next day, the brisket was much better, Wanda said, because it actually was cooked.
Oh.
What else?
Did she make you some Wanda brand?
Why would Wanda's mother make me anything? I've never even met her.
You can shove the Wanda brand in your continent. It's real nice.
A friend of mine's, I got this friend, and she's actually very funny. She's She's a, sure, I don't want to say her name, but she's a very funny friend of mine. And, you know, she said, I finally listened to your show because she doesn't have speakers on her computer for the longest time. She finally got a new computer. She's kind of old fashioned, you know, but she's a programmer. But anyway, she said, oh, I finally listened to your show. What's the problem with cunt? What's the big deal about cunt? I don't understand. I said, I don't know. Maybe they don't have one. She's like, honestly, what's the big deal about cunt?
Does she work at Coco Dorm?
No, I'm not going to say where she works. There's no women at the Coco Dorm.
Surprise.
You're a dirty whore.
When I lived at the Coco Dorm, there was one bathroom, and we all had to share it, and only one stool. And often, somehow, the toilets would be disabled. And so we kept filling it and filling it and filling it until one day the janitor, whose name was Hagatha, said, oh, I'll fix it. And she locked the door, and I had to poop my panty real bad, and I banged and I banged and I banged on it. And she phoned me up and said, what do you want? And I seen a ring of poop around her lips.
You don't say.
Nope. And then I said, my panty.
Now, Cheryl.
And she said she could wash it for me.
Okay. Cheryl. I don't know. I forgot I had an Alzheimer moment. Oh, I hear a buzz. I think somebody's trying to call me. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you? Somebody trying to call you and your cellular phone?
No, I don't have the AT&T or T-Mobile, so my phone doesn't create interference with electronics.
Who do you have as your cellular carrier, Nades?
Sprink.
Excuse me, Sprink?
Sprink.
Nobody has Sprint. That's very strange. I had Sprint once and it was terrible.
Well, I like it. And I also don't get no goddamn interference with my electronics like all you freaks. You think about when you put that next to your head, and if it causes that much interference with any electronics, that'd be good for you. But anyway, Sam, listen.
Yeah.
Match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's...
And that with the beeping and the blacks. Now,
Okay.
I ain't black. Excuse me.
You're just very tan, I know.
I am. Now, I'm working on my next program, finally. Who knows when it'll come out. But I do a bunch of nice, fun, cool conversations with horny men. And,
you were on a sex chat line?
We talk very sexual.
Did you make them get hard? Port?
Oh, yes.
Seriously?
Stroking it. They were stroking it, honey.
Why don't you email me the clip and I'll play it? Is it short?
Can
I'm
emailing you, not Nades.
You cunt.
Moon.
What's the problem with cunt?
What's
the problem
the
with cunt? What's the problem? Did you go to the gay pride thing in Milwaukee or whatever? Or no?
Yes.
How was that? Did you see David's
fucking
band?
Fucking mess. No, I didn't.
I'm going to go see her show Poseidon on Sunday.
Excuse me?
I'm going to go see her show Poseidon. What is that noise? Are you playing that clip again?
Likely,
it doesn't work well when you try and play it through your cheap-ass phone. Maybe if you want to go on... Oh, it's Hagatha. Shush. Cheryl, shut up. It's Hagatha. Yes?
Are you still doing your show?
Yes, you're live.
Yeah, well, you know, I got home, and I don't want to go out with Jackhammer tonight. I really don't feel that great. And, I've not heard Cheryl or Matt.
Treatment.
I did not hear you before, and I've only got $7 left on your month in it, so I figured I might as well.
Jack phone.
I don't want to dominate the conversation. I'd like to be kind of like where you see on Howard Stern, Robin, you know, chimes in every once in a while.
All right, let me call you back then. Because I got to call you back to get you on the correct, you know, line. Because you're on the speakerphone right now.
All right, call me back.
Okay. We have to call that thing back now. Good God, and I thought it was over. And now it's coming back.
Well, I'm glad that she makes me look so good, and then people are asking for, oh, just your oil, just your oil.
Just think of some good questions to ask her.
I'll have my minions, i.e. J-Mates and Justin Fade, think of some good questions.
Maybe we can have her do a Craigslist ad. But she said she doesn't want it to be about her, so she's just going to be there on the side.
Yes, Taterbug resident.
Okay, so we're just going to talk, and then you can comment as you wish.
I'll chime in.
Okay, Cheryl, where were we? What were we talking about?
You were going to play this YouTube clip.
Of what?
That I posted.
Of what? Oh, that? Know. What is this you're posting? I'm such a hard time clicking today. My clicking finger is a little bit sore, if you know what I mean. Okay, let's see here. Click. I'm going to play this now. Now I got to put you on the speaker so it might be finna loud. I'll do an out. Where the fuck is this? I can't see a goddamn thing. Hello. Okay, you're...
Brian is looking at Fosex on his iPhone when he gets a page from DiCaprio, who was stalking him from his car outside his building. DiCaprio heard about Brian's fat Jimmy and wants it all up in the air. So Brian invites DiCaprio, but when he gets there, he's very nervous. Then Brian starts toe-sucking to calm the biatch down, but he's still shaking and cheating. Then Brian beats him and suck in that fine ass like a goddamn Slurpee from bar 7 to 11. After Brian touched fucking F.O. and while DiCaprio be hitting high notes than Miss Mariah Carey. After DiCaprio whacks Brian's knee to a frenzy, Brian flips his ass over and shoves his
ball in
until it reaches his voice box. DiCaprio be working that ass all over the place and Brian shooting his longest skin more than an around back his skin like that Joe Cookie Dough. Okay.
Is that an aboriginal? Cheryl, that person on that cartoon is black, but he's Australian. Is that an Aboriginals?
I don't know. Yeah, that's the J-Mates.
That was extremely entertaining.
What was it?
It was
an Aboriginal instead of a dingo eating somebody's baby?
No, it was a computer that sat in going to the Australian... reading some black pornography.
Oh.
They don't have a black voice on the website. Mm-hmm.
I think truly that aren't Aboriginals just the ugliest people God ever made? They're hideous. And you know what? They got shit on worse by the white people than the American Indians.
You're pretty ugly. Hello.
That's so funny because I said the exact same thing a few weeks ago and somebody was like really mean to me about it, who lives, because somebody from Australia is on the chat room right now. And he says, look, you're one to talk, honey.
They look like a black bloated Mr. Potato Head. With that W.C. Fields cauliflower nose.
I actually have it. It's a little bit uglier than most Aboriginal AIDS.
Well,
sure I heard that right, and I don't think I want it repeated. Cheryl, I know that I threaten you with my superior intellect and my beauty and my booty. I know you're jealous, Cheryl.
Do you have a rosebud?
Okay, there's a question. Somebody, Cheeky Trouser, wants to know, does Hagatha make money from anything other than her sugar daddy?
I have a disability check.
He gets disability.
Science.
I do. She can't work.
No, I was just, I was repeating it for the audience.
In the way of working.
Your prolapse?
I have clinical depression and borderline personality disorder.
And that's all?
Yeah, that's all. I mean, I'm narcissistic, I'm neurotic, I have delusions of grandeur. I mean, we could go on and on, but...
Don't
say I'm distracted.
So nothing else wrong with you other than mental illness?
No. Nothing else wrong.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl, would you stop with the AIDS? It's HIV, it's not AIDS, girl. What's your status, Cheryl? The only reason you're HIV negative is because nobody ever wanted to fuck your ugly ass.
That's Billy, are you trying to say that the reason that you have AIDS is that your cell walk, that everyone had to dump their semen into your anus? I'm just dying. Now.
Let's just say I had an upper colonic with sperm.
AIDS doesn't exist. Somebody said, you're clinically depressing me, Agatha.
Yes.
Three snaps
yeah,
and a Z-formation. Yeah.
Ranjur.
Let's see if there's yeah. any comments in it. You're keep on
Listen,
pushing.
Matt, yeah. whenever you write a headline for this talk with Agatha,
yeah.
put Agatha
yeah.
states that, and I'm going back to my other point,
uh-huh.
that AIDS is a myth. It was all exhaustion in the 80s and 90s from all the disco. I think that's provocative enough. That'll get people to want to see what it says.
So,
and also, anybody listening, go to insanefilms.com, click on Agatha, and watch Mommy Kills
yes,
Beth.
They all know about that. They've all seen it. Now, what is it something about the AIDS medication then? Is it do you like the taste of it? I mean, since AIDS is a myth, or how does that fit into things?
Well, all that medication, it's all sugar pills, and it's all because, you know, they want to make money off of this. You know, all those
yeah.
people that are dying in Africa, for they say it's AIDS, you know what it is. It's just from all those flies.
It's what?
Yeah, it's from all that black skin absorbing the sun and all those flies that feast on their spittle. Yeah.
You know that woman That's from that video we made? Remember she asked, how come men have such big penises? She died, that homeless lady.
Oh, she did?
She died. You
How
know,
do you know she died?
Because a friend of mine told
Maybe
me...
Maybe she won the lottery. Maybe she got a scratch-off
no,
ticket.
No, because her husband is still hanging around there, and that's the word on the street. Because she hangs out at the Starbucks, and so does this queen I know. Because she
you
had
know what
psoriasis.
That reminds me.
I saw her tits. You know, she used to sit there and show her tits, and she looked like one of those Negro statues they have at the African
she
import
had
store.
She had a lot of stretch marks on her titty.
Yeah.
Her boobs had bark on them?
Pretty much, yeah. You could say that.
I saw a show on TV the other night where these two Jewish women would meet these homeless men. They would take out like 5 insurance policies on them and then run them over with their car.
I was watching this new program called True Blood. I like it. Have you seen it?
It's a great show.
Yeah, you like that. I do, too.
She likes blood.
Like,
do you drink people's blood, honey?
Yeah, how do you stay alive? Do you drink people's blood? We already know you're only up at night. Do you drink people's
Who is
blood?
It? Hang Who?
You! How do you stay alive?
No. I get a lot of sleep. I don't work. I'm on the dole from the government.
Yeah.
And I got, you know,
Grand P.
Give me money every week. I lay in bed all day and I eat good.
And you fuck
you know,
Grand P.
I don't drink blood.
Have you ever drunk someone's blood?
No, I've never done that.
Aren't you afraid? Because I've heard from many sources that old men give you worms. Is that true?
Give you worms.
Well. I don't know.
Have you had worms since you've been dating this older gentleman?
Just my normal tapeworms.
What?
Just
tapeworms, I guess. Everybody has tapeworms.
I don't.
You get the tapeworm now, too?
Somebody said Ms. Winters has tapeworms, I heard.
I cannot believe this. She got AIDS, she got gonorrhea, got tapeworm, herpes. I'm sure you got the herpes on your lips.
Oh, Madge, would you kindly tell Cheryl to stop with all that?
Okay, what do you want to
Why?
Talk about?
Well, I don't have
Can
gonorrhea for one. I've had
change.
The clap once, but it was out of my penis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to chime in. I, you know, I always take over, so you all talk. I'm going to be quiet for a second.
I'm taking your medicine today, Nancy.
Yeah, maybe you took
yes,
too much antipsychotics. You shouldn't take the antipsychotics before you do this program. You can
They're
dominate the show. There's nothing wrong with that. This show lasts forever. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time. We don't mind if you dominate it, as long as you're disgusting.
Yeah.
You don't have to be disgusting. You can be yourself. Oh, wait, that's disgusting.
Of course. Well, you know what? You know, that's just the way it goes.
What's your favorite situation comedy ever in history?
Who are you talking to?
You, Agatha.
The Golden Girls. What else?
All in the Family.
I've had it my whole life.
Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman.
Oh, that, I was too young for that.
Yeah.
I was. It's like Soap, I was, you know, I was probably, I don't know, 15 or 16. I didn't watch that. But The Golden Girls, my favorite all-time scene from any sitcom is Blanche Devereaux. She's sitting there with all the girls, and she busts out a calendar called The Men of Blanche's Boudoir.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, they're passing it around, and the one, Bea Arthur character, God rest her soul, she looks at it, and her eyes pop out, and Blanche goes, November... And she shows it to the grandma, and the grandma goes, I'm surprised you could walk in December.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm the only one that finds that funny.
Strangers with Candy, yeah, Matt Burgess. A lot of Strangers with Candy fans. I like that show, too.
Yeah, I do, too. But, you know, what happened to Amy? Well, she's writing these best-selling books, but she needs a vehicle.
Yeah, but the show got canceled because she's fucking funny and nobody got it. I mean, some people got it, but only, you know, it's like...
Oh, a lot of people got it.
But not
Stephen
enough.
Stephen Colbert was on that.
Yes. What is that noise?
That'd be a Charles house.
Cheryl. That's what friends are for, she's playing. I don't get it.
She's putting Ed Big on Me because that was the song that was for HIV and AIDS back in the 80s. That's what friends are for. In that one comedian, remember that one comedian that was talking about all the AIDS people and being really cured, and then he would always scream all the time, and then he died. What was his name?
Sam Kinison?
Yes.
Agatha?
Yeah, God got it back for us. What, Cheryl?
Agatha, tell me, does this make you whore? Listen. Does that make you horn?
What the hell is that?
What are you doing? Cheryl, are you draining liquid out of your incapacitated lungs?
No, well, that was from a few months ago, but I want to know, does the thought of that sound coming out of me for real, does that make you horn a waterfall in your mouth?
No, it doesn't do anything for me, Cheryl.
I don't think
sure?
he finds you particularly attractive, which is pathetic.
Very warm.
What?
Ask Cheryl if she has a lowered life expectancy with 3/4 of a lung.
No.
You ask her yourself. You're both on the phone.
I'm mad at her. I'm not talking to her.
Why are you mad at her?
You have to. Because she's saying I have gonorrhea when I don't.
The woman who eats poop has HIV is offended by me saying she has gonorrhea. That's just completely insane.
Cheryl has an ass cunt.
Yes, I'm ashamed of that.
Well, you know, Cheryl, you know, I could go on and on about how your ass looks like.
I'm sure you could. Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I just want to chime in. Now, Max, you were talking about sitcoms.
Yes.
You know, there's a new Family Guy spinoff.
What's it called? I didn't know that.
It's the black guy.
Okay.
Or whatever his name is. He has a new family and all that. I absolutely would bow down and worship Seth MacFarlane. He does all those voices.
Oh, I got another email from Andy Vera. She said that you tonight were the she's pushing 60. She said you're about the most she didn't say about. She said that was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. That being
which
you.
Which what part of it?
I don't know which part. Something from tonight. Something.
I think the frat boy puking in my mouth.
Could be.
With the chunks of Doritos and Hot Pockets.
Ooh, Hot Pocket. Yes.
Hot puke it.
You know, one time I pulled out of a guy and I had a piece of corn stuck in my pee hole. I ate it.
You did not eat it. I don't believe
it. I did too eat it.
Swear to God. Well, like if that means anything to a Satan worshiper.
Actually, no, I didn't eat it.
There you go. See?
I actually flicked it in his face and cussed him out for not cleaning his ass out before I fucked him.
Yeah.
It was a Mexican one.
I thought you liked duty, they though.
They're like pigs. They eat corn. Well, it didn't gross me out that bad. Yeah. It was all right.
Somebody's... I can't see this email. Vera sent me something, but I don't... It's not downloading. I got this shitty laptop. It's going to crash everything.
Shitty what?
Laptop. Cunt top, you dumb whore.
I thought you said black top, and I thought, you know, Madge, sometimes I just feel like you're trying to take out your anger on my personhood, gonorrhea face, 8-year-old duty, not grown man duty.
Somebody took their...
still trying to dig me.
No, she's just insane. I wouldn't take it personally, Hagatha. She's just insane. She's talking to herself about duty. It's time for a pooping pain.
She seems a little slow. She seems a little slow.
Cheryl, do you have a pooping
pain? I know my son Waters would call it. She's sort of a duller.
Do you have a pooping...
She's sort of a duller.
She is not a duller.
The word is duller. D-U-L-L-A-R-D. Cheryl, you're a dullard.
She is not a dullard. Listen, tell another pooping panty story.
Okay, one time at band camp, we were all playing our instruments, and I pooped in a tuba, and I don't know, I don't want to just be that I just talked about pooping.
I actually wasn't asking you to do that. I was asking Cheryl to tell a pooping panty story. But I appreciate the effort.
Okay, Cheryl, tell us a pooping panty story.
The people are reporting that they are done with Hagatha.
Okay.
Kill them. You know, they snap. Excuse me?
I'm not sure what that is, Vera. It looks...
two votes.
Are you doing a poll? Should
can
I do
a poll? Yes.
Yeah,
do you approve of cool?
No, I don't like
black
this.
Erotica. No, I like black erotica.
It's not a competition.
Between who and who? What?
Between you and Cheryl.
Who's competing, Mary?
Nobody's competing. I'm filthy. So what? Batch, if I had my PS2 hooked up, I would play these songs I've been making on Music Maker. Next Friday, we'll you can hear them. They're like trance electronic music. They're really good. Matt, I want to ask you another question for my edification.
What's a PS2?
How many people... It's a PlayStation.
Oh, you can make music on that?
Yeah, there's a program for it. You can lay down 16 tracks.
And say, make beautiful music.
I've got a song called Bob Dole Has a Monster Cock.
He do,
we also
true.
Will play that next week. But, Matt, how many people log on to Yeast Radio for each installment, would you say? Are you able to have a count? What do you average?
I don't keep track.
You have no idea how many people listen in?
I get about 50,000.
About 50,000.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I haven't checked in a long time.
Well, you used to tell me that when Hagatha did her video spots, you said it was like 30,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which the whole thought of that boggles my mind. It absolutely makes me want to just stay on the radio forever and ever.
Whatever. I don't like talking about those things on the show.
As ever, it's as you see fit, Madge. It's your show.
That's correct. I'm starting to get a headache. I think it's time for it to end, actually.
I don't know why. I mean, who's on the phone? I didn't know. Why you get a headache. Somebody was supposed to be tracking down a Craigslist ad for me.
Hagatha, I have an assignment for you. I would like you to write the most disgusting Craigslist ad you can and post it and see who responds. Can you do that?
Do what?
I would like you to write the most disgusting Craigslist ad you can. And then we'll see what happens.
If well, you know what? Madge, I hate to tell you this, but unless I get an email, I cannot go on any of those sites.
You mean a computer?
Yes. I guess it needs a laptop.
Well, you've charmed our audience. You've so hopefully they will. Is anybody anyone in the audience prepared to make this purchase right now? Or you can buy me a new laptop, and I'll give Hagatha my old shitty one.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's a nice one, actually.
And my assignment to myself between now and next week is to try and find some small redeeming aspect in Cheryl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in yourself.
And focus on that. My
Hair. Hagatha, next time you go to the Internet Cafe, you should look at Cheryl's website. She has her own podcast. It's called whorehole.org.
Whorehole?
Yeah.
.org?
Yeah.
H-O-R-E-H-O-L-E .org?
No, there's a W. It's whore, like a whore.
H-O-R-E, moon. W H O R E.
Whorehole, just like it sounds.
W H O R E W H O L E.
Yeah.
No. Whole like the whole thing.
Whole like your asshole. Whore like you. Christ.
Whore like you. As in Wanda. H as in Agatha. O as in operation. R as in retorted, E as in ecstasy, whole, H as in Hagatha, O as in ovary, L as in
Cheryl, Leo. Cheryl, I want to tell you, Cheryl, stop a minute. Cheryl, I may be disgusting, but any time that you say AIDS, that's a comedy killer for me, and I don't like it.
Is it whale? I mean, it should be a comedy and a boner killer when you're doing
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you can't have boundaries when you eat shit from eight-year-olds. You can't. Yeah. It's not allowed.
I don't want to do that.
You leave cups for homeless people and drink their urine. You don't you don't get to have a boundary. I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right, then just do whatever you want.
Do you ever eat elephant dung?
No, but I saw a guy on television. There's a lot of water in elephant feces. And he actually was one of these survival shows. He took it and he squeezed it and a whole lot of water came out and he drank it.
What do you think of these people that drink their own pee?
Their own?
Yeah.
No, that's gross.
Well, I think it's a great thing. I mean,
why?
You know.
Don't you think you piss it out for a reason?
Look, life is but a dream. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
Row your boat. Okay, there's your metaphysical nugget for the evening, you know?
Okay, I think we should leave on that positive note. No offense.
Okay, whatever floats your boat, yeah. Okay. Cheryl, stay ugly. Richard, stay ugly. I'll talk to you two later.
Right.
God damn
it. Bye, mates. Track phone.
Fucking bitch.
Listen. I don't want to end on a note of having Agatha ruin my program.
She's
awful. Yes.
See, the thing is, she really...
She's like a dark cloud of mental illness coming all up for everything.
Yeah, she has really alienated pretty much everyone. I'm the only person in the world that will talk to her, and it's only because...
Oh, I don't know why.
Well, because she's disgusting. Everybody else is like, ugh, that thing. Everybody has a story, you know?
You mean like her trying to hook up with them?
She's like an Ebola virus. No, not like that. More like just... She just does disgusting things everywhere. Like eating shit. You know?
Like balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, horse dung. But anyway, enough about Hagatha. I'm going to have to end soon. I'm really getting a headache. This was too much for me.
Probably the Hagatha.
No more links, please. I can't take it. I'm really tired, seriously. Oh, everybody was really ready for her to go, it looks like.
Wow.
Oh, there's Vince Lane again.
Ooh,
always take, coming in at the, late, Vince. Did you? Have you? How
Ambien,
long have you been?
Ambien.
Oh, he's. Did you take an Ambien this time? Hopefully. Yeah.
Show us the penis.
Good
for
Lord.
Money.
Show us the penis for money. Okay.
Moon.
How much of a donation? I'm not even in the mood to play this game. I'm sorry, because I don't want to do the show for any longer. But I was going to say, what's the highest donation I can get for a penis flash? But
even just one bool, I'll show an ovary.
Yeah.
So for penis.
Just got home from side crack. Oh, all right.
Moon.
What?
Moon.
Come on, what?
I think that we should start a fund for
Wait a second, if he just got back from sidetrack, maybe he's drunk. Are you drunk?
Yolf.
God damn it. Well. What, Cheryl?
What, you want to eat out his beer puke?
Oh, God, Cheryl, you're a horrible person. You really are a horrible person.
Me?
Yeah.
Anytime you're going to say that now, I'm just going to remind you of one of your close, close friends, Hagatha.
I don't need cheering up. I'm just tired and I'm getting a headache. That disgusting Hagatha really was too much. And I ate this humongous Leona's chicken dish with three pieces of chicken. I ate a salad and some pasta, and now I got a loaf of bread. I ordered a tiramisu, but they wouldn't sell me just a half one. They wanted to sell me the whole goddamn pan.
And you ate it out?
I did not. I said, no thank you, ma'am. I am not that obese. Just because I sound fat on the phone does not make me obese. Like now, Della Reese.
When did the food arrive? I didn't say you ate it.
Yeah.
Oh, you went out to eat.
It was before the show, Cheryl. I actually didn't go out tonight like I was supposed to, because after I talked to you, it started pouring, like, horizontally. So I just said, fuck this. And I laid down and watched True Blood, and then I got this computer ready for the program, and now I'm bored shitless.
Now thank you so much. I'm so glad that you enjoy my company, and that I take more time out of my busy evening to accommodate you and your program and listeners.
And by the way, Matt from the bathhouse arm wrist breaker, Matt, you know him.
Pear Fatty.
Not Pear Fatty. We stop at the Pear Fatty. No, the other one, the one that broke his wrist. He's in Africa now, in Tunisia or something.
Oh, the doctor.
The doctor, yeah.
They're going.
He's
what kind of fatty is he? Which fatty is he, Dr. Fatty?
He's not fat.
Just ugly, gross.
Yeah.
So why is he an Africa?
I don't know what you're saying.
Why is he in Africa?
Is that really why you were playing That's What Friends Are For? Because it's an AIDS song? I didn't even know that.
No, I was playing it because you sent me a clip. Those horrible people singing karaoke.
I didn't send you that horrible thing, did I?
Oh, you didn't, but you did.
Oh, that was at a party I was at. Isn't that horrible?
Yes, well, and apparently...
Karaoke.
AIDS song.
I didn't know it was
And who
song.
Would know that, but the woman without AIDS? She knows clearly it's a myth and it's a song.
A-word Ferguson.
N-word AIDS Ferguson. Now, on that happy note,
yeah.
I believe this was a successful program, although my good friend did fail in their task of finding me a Craigslist ad worthy of this program.
Who's that? Who forgot?
Maybe Justin Fade.
Well, Justin is busy, maybe. Maybe he had to do his own shit.
Like what?
Play with his vagina.
It is huge. But that has no excuse. And, I mean, J-Mates could have gotten me something good to read, but she's busy looking for the Miss Honey record.
Is there a real record with Miss Honey?
There is, honey, and it's sold. Two of them sold by somebody in the UK. It's a 12-inch, honey.
Ooh.
Vinyl. And I think that somebody needs to get it and digitize it. It's very important.
Yeah.
Will you buy it, honey?
I won't buy it. No, I don't buy things. People buy things for me. That's how it works.
Well, maybe will somebody buy it for you?
Yeah. Maybe.
So like £15. Something like that. Come on.
£15 of what? Honey? AIDS? I don't understand.
I don't know how the European currencies go.
Euros. It's called Euros.
I thought it was a pound symbol.
No, that's fucking Britain, you retard. God, are you
dumb? I think
dumb?
It was in Britain. Let me see here.
Hildun.
Don't make fun of my speech impediment.
Hildun.
Don't make fun of my speech impediment. It's very serious.
I know. It's a line. It's a buzzkill.
It's worse than what's it called?
AIDS?
No. Definitely not.
N-word AIDS?
What? AIDS? Say it again, Mary. Say it again.
AIDS.
Woo.
Laverne AIDS.
Eight have this. 12 want this. Where is this? Miss Honey. Don't you hear me calling you Miss Honeyes?
You know, this is so funny. There's this, where are you? It's this application on the...
Are you 486? Yes.
There's an application on... I just added Justin. On the iPod Touch called Looped, L-O-O-P-T. And it's one of these, you know, social networking things where you... See, you know, you can find out where your friends are because it's all about, you know, where your friends are geographically in relation to you. Andy Melton is on there. I mean, I'm sorry, Schrockbella Mortenstein. And I'm like, wait a second. Why does somebody who never leaves the house have to have a geolocating, you know, system?
You want somebody to find her.
In case she's like in the bathroom and can't get out?
Like a whale with a tag on its ear. With the GPS on it so they can track it.
But whales move throughout the ocean. They go from continent to continent sometimes.
He goes from his bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen to the bathroom in that order.
Wait, he has a phone number listed on here, though. That's interesting. Let's see. Should I call it? It's a 773 number, I'm sure. Oh, Andy's right there. Hello. Why? Where have I been to not notice this? I'm sure he can... I'm sorry, Schrockbella Mortenstein. There's no such thing as that.
Whale.
Bitchy. I'll add him too, though.
Whale sounds. Now...
Stop it.
This link that I just put in the chat room...
She didn't answer the phone.
It's to the Miss Honey. Somebody needs to purchase this for you so you can... play it and digitalize it for us.
I use Grindr and I hate it. I also do the Grindr. There's no point to it for me.
Grindr and Isaac and the Bob blog.
All the Twitter sluts love it. I'm not a. I don't do anything. I just like to look
the
at people.
Twitter slut. Are you talking about Isaac and Jane?
It's
and
called
the
Grindr.
G
R I N D R.
Hate them out.
The thing I
hate
like about
out.
this other one. What's it called again? Looped. It's like. International, the Grindr and all that shit is local. I'm not looking to get laid. I have a vagina for that.
Hitting it.
That's what public restrooms are for. Me too, what
right.
Big gay sex show? Complete sentences,
yes,
please. Plades. Okay.
Somebody's in it like that.
So people, I need you to go on this thing called Looped, if you have an iPod Touch or an iPhone, and then email me bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. You can also leave voicemails for me. I haven't given this out in a while. It's 206-888-CUNT. Again, that's 206-888-CUNT. And get fucked. What?
Who is going to buy you the record, Miss Honey?
Why are you just calling me Miss Honey? I know that you're calling me Miss Honey.
Moon.
I know that you're calling me Miss Honeys. Don't say Honeys. It gives me a, you know, it's a boundary I can't cross. I just eat shit and fuck people. I get fucked in the basement with bite big dicks without condoms. We don't talk about it.
Yes.
Don't talk about it. Just whatever you do, just spread it. Don't talk about it. I don't have just gonorrhea. Please. I don't have gonorrhea.
Please.
You're like, you have gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis,
like, AIDS. I do not have gonorrhea.
No, you're saying that. Yeah, exactly. How dare you say I have gonorrhea? You
herpes
have Lyme disease and ebonics, and you have, what's that new one? Swine flu.
AIDS,
HIV, B, I mean, hepatitis A, B, C, D, F, G, H, J, K, L, M, N, P. Oh, no, don't say I have gonorrhea, though.
You can get the hepatitis from eating the poop. You can, AIDS.
I've been vaccinated for A and B. But there's no vaccination for seeds. Seeds.
Hep C.
Seeds.
That would be a good name for a drink, especially for Agatha.
Schrock Bella Mortenstein.
Hep Saints.
God, gay pride season is upon us. I'm so scared that fucking parade's
is it
next
this weekend.
Weekend
for you?
Next weekend. Ugh, I gotta figure out how to get the hell out of here.
Are you ready for Druid?
And then they have that fucking, then we got a month break, and then it's that fucking market days. Ugh.
Oh, yes.
So gross.
Yes. You love it.
Wow, I have, I can tell you, I'm not going to say, but I know exactly where Justin Feet is. Now I can stalk him. I'm going to go to Oklahoma and eat some turkey gizzards, whatever you call them.
I know where she lives.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Justin Feet says, are you going to the Pear Fatty show?
Good question.
I should go to the Pear Fatty show, but, yeah, but I it's too late. I missed it.
Is it free?
You're coming
up
for it?
Do they pay you to
Seriously?
Attend?
Well, if you come up for it, Justin, I'll go with you.
Do they pay you to attend?
But I think I think you should be careful because your boyfriend told me that he wants to have sex with Pear Fatty. Jamie Shade wants me to play the Hagatha remix I sent you about 6 weeks ago. I can't play. I don't know where anything is on this computer. Maybe if I'll try and find it, if I remember.
Honey.
What? I'm not going to get around to posting this show for a year anyway.
If you went
I'll try.
To
I'll do my
Pear
best.
Fatty's show, would he pay you to see it?
Well, I would assume so. Why else would I go? It's...
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll be amazing.
Amazing.
Do you think that he'll, you know, open envelopes or something, check papers on the stage?
I think he just wrote it and produced. He's writing it, right, Justin? Isn't he writing it? God, it's amazing that people actually pay attention to shit like that. And I just ignore all my emails, and he actually reads them.
He wrote it and he's storing in it.
Oh, he's starring in it?
Based on his experience. Yes.
I don't want any more links.
Why? Link polls. It jumped.
Just tell me when you're coming, Justin. I'm sure I can go, as long as it's not, if I don't have to go to any pride shit. I'm not going nowhere. It's just till the end of the month, right? You want to go too, Cheryl? You want to go to the PF show?
I don't want to go to Pear Fatty Crumb. I would love to hang out with the Justin Fade. And with Madge, I suppose.
Does Andy Melton have a show too? That would be a good, like, Sonny and Cher. Sonny and Cher, Andy and Pear. Wouldn't that be nice?
Andy and Chancing.
That is so rude. I wonder if Steve Jobs' new liver, eye liver, comes with tethering. Why, is something wrong with his liver? I'm not aware. I know he had a problem with his pancreas. Do you have a pancreas, Cheryl, or did you eat it?
I thought I lost it years ago.
Your panky?
I lost it in the move. It's in storage.
Wow, so I have one friend now on this loop.
Transplant plant.
Even Shrockbella. Oh, I can see where Shrockbella is. I mean, wow. Justin is near Arkansas or something. Where the hell is that? You're near the West Bank. Oh, no, I don't want to say. The West Bank, something or other. Tulsa, Oklahoma. I went. Do you know that song, Cheryl?
What?
I went from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Turdcoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A.
Isn't that kind of cancer?
Have you heard the Shrockbella Mortenstein version? I stayed home. Then I went to the bathroom. Then I fixed dinner. And I went to the bathroom. And I ate. And I sat. Mm-hmm.
Poor Sandy.
Shrockbella Mortenstein.
I mean, apparently.
Are you serious? Wait a second. How do you know? Is that true? Steve Jobs got a liver transplant in April? How do you know that? I haven't heard that. I wonder if it was in China. I bet you he got a fucking Chinese liver, Falun Gong. I bet you he fucking did because he's got that relationship.
Just like an iPod.
Oh my God. I bet he has a Falun Gong liver.
Chinese corpse.
What? Do you think it breaks? Do you think it, like, do you have to take it to the Genius Bar every, like, 3 months to get it rebooted?
Force quit.
Force quit it. Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't see it in the news. You're lying to me, Edith. Why do I listen to anyone named Edith? Gay couples can use married names on passports. Chicago couple with swine flu say I do. Somebody in my sister's office has the swine flu. I probably got it. Let's see.
One of my relatives got it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So did you? Made me laugh.
It is hilarious.
It is.
How did she get it, or he?
I think it was Cubal.
A child?
Mm-hmm. Children are like gods and disease spreaders, worse than Agatha.
I don't
think
so.
Sticky.
I don't think it's worse than Agatha. Sticky race. Ugh, she is filthy. She is racist.
No. Yeah. She wants a black to pee inside of her.
Tonight, yeah.
But she's not racist.
No, but she didn't go. She talked to us instead. We're lucky.
Well, that worked out well for her and for her self-esteem.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, she has delusions of grandeur. So, I'm sure that her sense of self will not be bruised by Cheryl.
I don't understand what this means.
What?
Justin pinged you from Looped. Run Looped to share your location. Well, I haven't moved. I don't get it. Oh, yeah, I see it on Mac Rumors. Let's see. Wall Street Journal reports that CEO Steve Jobs received a liver transplant about 2 months ago to treat his ongoing complications from previous pancreatic cancer. That's amazing they were able to keep that secret. Liver transplant in Tennessee. Okay, so it wasn't from a Chinese.
Ooh, Tennessee, that's where Andy is.
Wow, that's amazing. Rich people get good health care. We don't need health insurance.
No.
Spread
it's
of the
great.
Pancreas. Good Lord.
Do you think that Andy has a pre-existing condition of being obese?
What do you think?
I believe so.
Why do you keep saying the A word? It's Shrockbella Mortenstein.
AIDS.
Thank you.
What?
You're welcome. Why are we still talking? Why is there anybody still watching? Idiots. This is so fucking stupid. I need to drink some water. I'm really upset with Schrockbella Mortenstein. Her Skype is available and she doesn't even talk to us. She's so busy in her house. Bitch.
She's cooking and cleaning.
And I've been so good. No nasty jokes. Nothing bad.
She's cleaning out the inside of her anus.
Yeah.
So she can finger herself on her bedspread.
Her hool. Yeah. Her hool. Hool. Oh, good. It died. Hello? Did it die? Something died. How doing? Am I dying? How doing? You're still there. Shit. Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're there. It's that hour and a half thing.
My point is just this. Schrockbella Mortenstein.
Yeah.
Is cleaning up her anus in the bathroom with rolls and rolls and rolls of toilet paper, hot water, and is using her toothbrush to clean the poop out of her anus so she can go and lay on her bed, play with her fools, open her anus, and not get fecal matter on her bedspread. Hello?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to help her come back on the show, Grim.
She's fecal incontinent.
Yeah.
Nothing says love like a prolapse.
Rose.
Roses.
Like a rose, soft as an easy chair.
Agatha did not tell us whether she's a rose or not.
It's more like a dead daisy. Or dead rose, I guess.
Maybe Andy's in the septic tank house.
Excuse me?
The little house over the septic tank. He's hiding inside of it.
Is that like the prairie?
He don't fit into the small child's house that sits over the septic tank. If you can imagine the little house made for children balancing atop his bellies and his boobs and his arms and legs coming out from under it. I like that image.
I saw a good movie today when I was home doing nothing. I saw this, the remake of... what's that movie about the day the earth stood still? I kind of liked it, even though it was terrible. I liked it. I like aliens and stuff, Cheryl.
Me too.
Though I think next time they remake it, it should be an obese man that flies down to earth and destroys the world.
Did you see the new obesity movie?
Yeah, it's Keanu Reeves. No, I don't watch those fucking fat movies. How come... Every time I talk to somebody that's fat, you ask me about that. As soon as Blue Fatty says something, you ask me about obese movies. Why do you do that?
What's wrong with you?
Who?
These are your favorite type of programs.
They are not. Quit projecting. I don't watch those things. I don't like hamsters that have prolapsed either.
Hamsters? Listen, man.
Who's the one that sent me that prolapsed hamster? Was it you?
No.
You ugly bitch. Oh, I went to Cher's yoga class. You know what she did? She embarrassed me. You know, yoga on the beach, it started again. She made us do that thing where you have to throw your legs over the back of your head, and she did the thing where you have to put your knees over your ears. She goes...
Shavasana?
No. This is... It's plow, and then you put your knees over your ear. I told a story about this a while ago, and I... stayed in the position with my knees over my ears and I was looking at my vagina, and then meanwhile the rest of the class moved on. I couldn't hear because my knees were over my ears and the class had moved on. I didn't know it, and then I finally take my knees out of my vagina out of my mouth, and everybody else had moved into their chabasana, and I was embarrassed. So Cher did the same thing. She said, that one was for Midge. He hell. I'm like, yeah, your daughter's a man, fuckface.
Yeah,
same.
Wow. You've caused a lot of anger. Maybe you should go to Hagatha's shrink. She seems to do wonders for her.
Hagatha's shrink. Good Lord. Can you say malpractice? Jesus Christ.
Okay. I think someone needs to talk to her about that.
It's kind of like a cash cow, though. I mean, what do you do with a Hagatha? You just say, this is hopeless.
Give me your money for your disability check.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Here. Yeah, give me your card. Give me the number. Uh-huh. Here's your prescription. Get out of my face and go to your bathroom. Go back to your toilet, honey.
Toilet. Disabled toilet.
Oh. So now that I have one friend on this loop that says, you might know these people, but I don't know any of them because we're all Justin's friend. I love when these people, like, have the no shirts on in their little pictures. Like, look.
Twitter whore.
I have breasts.
Twitter whore.
What? You said that funny.
No.
Hello? What happened to your voice?
Who?
I think you're losing your voice.
No!
There you go. That's better.
Why?
I think I'm... I don't know what I put myself as on this loop. I think it's Bloated Lesbian.
Really?
Bloated Lesbian is my name, I think.
Bloated.
Bloated Lesbian. Cheryl, did I tell you about this fucking poodle in my building that Trotsky barks at and fucking hates? I gave it the finger today. I am so sick of that fucking poodle.
Details. And
the owner wears bleeple pants. I know I've talked about him because his owner wears bleeple pants, like those high shorts. And it's this ugly as fuck poodle with a black head and black and white body. And it struts around like it's got, you know, like its shit doesn't stink. And the owner has him on a chick leash. And I hate those fucking, you know, those goddamn retractable leashes. I fucking hate those goddamn things. And like every time Trotsky sees this fucking dog, he goes ballistic. He just hates the fucking dog, which makes me hate the dog. And I always get out of the way because I don't want a confrontation. And the guy, every time he sees me, he's just deliberately comes towards me so to be an asshole. So I just, he walks, Trotsky's barking like crazy. I sat down on the side of the building and I just gave them the finger twice, both of them, the dog and the bleeple pants. I'm just so sick of that shit. And I said, Trotsky, that dog's ugly. Don't worry about it. Twice I did that too, the other day and today. I've had it. It's like, you're
please
ugly.
Don't worry about it. Please,
that poodle's,
don't worry.
That fucking poodle is ugly. Do not be hate. You don't have to hate on it just because it's ugly. And its owner wears bleeple shorty pants.
What was the response?
They didn't see me. They were walking. I was flipping them off to the back of their head. I didn't flip them off to his face.
Well, that was useful.
Well, it made me feel better, you goddamn cunt.
Let's suppose that that's one way to deal with your problems.
Well, what's your way of dealing with it?
Well, you know, I prefer to go.
Oh, wise one. Oh, Yoda, give me your advice.
I prefer to go and find a delivery fuel where I can put my old woman eye into the fuel and watch people pee into receptacle aisles. And then I pour the juices into my woman porks and I finger myself until my fistula begins to bleed, at which point I'm thinking about truck Bella Morgan
oh, Jesus.
And the cheesy smell from between his shields.
Truck
at this point, I'm about to climax. And as I'm going to climax, I realize that the brick of shit is coming out from my cunny hole.
You Are we back to Mrs. Brickshit, my mother's friend, Mrs. Brickshit?
Mm-hmm. The brick shit is coming out and smearing over from my lips.
Oh, I want to send you this picture of this Chinese queen. I don't think
that's Oprah.
No, it's on the this pogrom, but it's he looks retarded. Let me see if I can. I have to do a screen cap.
Does Oprah go to Glory Holes?
I don't know. You're her friend, not me. I don't fucking
That's
work
why she got all spider bites on her leg.
Oh, you mean Hagatha?
No, Oprah.
Oprah?
Those ain't varicose veins. Those are spider bites from the glory hue.
Oh, no. Hagatha's calling again.
No, no, no.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just going to let it go. Enough is enough. Enough
she
is enough.
She ate so much poop, she turned black.
Ugh, she's too much. Okay, I'm going to email this to you, Cheryl, right now. This nice Chinese person. It's just funny. I hate those fucking plastic bracelets, Cheryl. They make me crazy.
Plastic bracelet.
You know, like the Live Strong and all that.
Oh, dumb. Yes.
Look, sure. Look at this queen's bracelets. Okay, Cheryl, I done sent it. Did you get it in the email
it's
yet?
It's yours to answer, you know.
Excuse me?
I always got a rainbow ones.
Isn't that awful? But look at how retarded he looks in that skin suit.
He looks like he's about 2. And
He looks like somebody you would hate on purpose.
He looks like he's probably on Twitter.
Yeah.
Most likely he's on Twitter.
I have a feeling he works at Neiman Marcus in like the purse department or something.
Make me smell more Danny's asshole and taste it.
Hey, there was a really good Craigslist ad about wanting a black dick. Did you see that? Somebody, Jamie or
son role play. Looking to renew the right going to play out a fantasy I have had a very long time. 24, white, 5'7", 165 Alps. 7-inch dick with full balls. My ideal guy's white, older, at least 30. The larger you are, the better. Don't worry about being in shape.
Okay.
I like more guys chubbier. I'm looking to be submissive to my daddy. He will ideally boss me around and tell me exactly what to do. For example, you can cool me into the room because you caught me looking at you naked through the door. I know I'm in big trouble. You make me strip down to my boxers. You tell me my cock is growing. Next, you tell me to take off your panty. I do so, and your cock pops out. You make me suck it just how you like it, telling me when to go faster, harder, slower, etc. If you feel I didn't do a good job, flip me over and sit on my face.
Wow.
Make me smell my daddy's asshole, taste it, getting it all over my face. Then you make me continue the blowjob, calling me a fag, slut, bitch, whatever comes to mind. When you're ready to explode, take your son's head and make him choke and ooh that sweet daddy cum. I won't wait to drop. Open to other things too. Just suggest them to me. If the ad is still up, I'm looking, processing emails. They're processing emails. Sounds like some kind of business factory or something. BDDF, as I am too. I cannot host. Send in your number. Speed things in the wrong. Looking for now. Until later.
Right.
What's this one?
I'm Cheryl. Cheryl.
Listen, what?
I don't think I read you my friend Potsy's poem on the show. My friend Potsy wrote a poem. I'm going to have Mr. Computer read it. Hold on. One moment, please.
Why isn't it working? I have been.
Can you hear it? No. Hold on. There we go. We can hear you, Nanes.
I have been reading Kenneth Rexroth's translations of Japanese poetry and decided to write my own poem. Here it is. I stuff my hungry maw with cool Rancherito snowfalls on the mountain.
Okay.
What?
I stuff my hungry maw with cool ranch Doritos snowfalls on the mountain.
Okay.
You can go ahead with whatever you were saying now.
I did go eat my baby.
Oh. I'm trying to find that. There was a Facebook somebody posted on my wool or something. I can never work this fucking Facebook, I swear. It was from that Jamie person, Gardenia or something. And it was a poem about, not a poem, but somebody said they want to get a black cock up their ass. Oh, what about that picture of you? Did you see it?
Which one?
Steve Stalzi posted this picture. And it's the funniest thing. Tell me, I tagged it as Cheryl, Andy, and Wanda, and you're the only one that didn't remove it.
Doing.
You with the two faces? No. On Facebook.
Yes, yes, yes. That was me about 10 years ago.
That's a horrible picture. Oh my God, it's like, it's so weird when somebody's like Elephant Man growth looks like it's part of Jabba the Hutt's face. It's just the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Why are you at the hate on discrimination?
I just thought it was so weird that Shrock Bella and Wanda both removed the tag and you're like, oh, that's me, all right.
I think it's more appropriate for it to be one turd.
What?
Very one turd. Ooh, is that Lady Raptastic?
What?
Is she in the chat room? We should get her on the phone.
Okay.
Lady, is that you?
Is she in there?
Woo, 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 woo. Now it's turned into a good group.
Now, how do we get her on?
I need her to add her number. Hold on.
Oh, is she doesn't have a Skype?
No. I don't know, does she?
Oh, well, she's black, Cheryl.
She probably don't.
Oh, she's got Skype.
Okay.
Okay. What's your Skype name, honey?
It's done, God, good.
Is your Skype name Hello, Please? How do it work? There's a Hello, Please, too. Is that you? My God. Come on. You have to help me out here, Lady Raptastic. What is your name on Skype? There's a Hello, Please, too. Lady Raptastic. God, she's just retarded.
Who's happy in my black hoo-hoo?
I'm already sick of her. She's not even on yet. Come on, lady. Come on. You got to help me out. You have to tell me your Skype name. She don't know what Skype... Here, I'm going to send you a private message with my special ID numbers.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Matt Burgess is excited. He always tells me what to do, never gives me a dime. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Have Rachel Cann on again, he says.
No.
Right.
Jules on.
Come on. She's not doing it. I told her to add me in a private message. Lady Raptastic, what's going on with you? We haven't got all night. She's got to pay her bills.
Excuse me. What?
She said Rent-A-Center's on the phone asking for money.
Are they asking for a track phone back?
What's a track phone?
Is that like track the one Agatha has. It's a prepaid. It's the cheapest one you can get.
No, they call it Cricket here. It's a Cricket phone. Cricket.
Sure.
Prepaid. I don't think she even paid it. She's probably stolen. Pre-stolen.
You let her in your apartment.
You're pre-proled.
Do you let that thing in your apartment?
If we have to shoot, I do. That's the only time.
I keep it close, eye and horn.
I think you need headphones for Skype. Okay, should we just call you on the goddamn phone then?
She gets you warm.
I can't. She's just too stupid, Cheryl. Let's see. Okay. She stepped on her my phone.
What?
She doesn't want to be on the show. Why don't you want to be on the show? God damn it. Cheryl, send me her number. I don't give a shit. We're calling you. I don't care if you did not step on your
You're
phone.
You're white.
Bullshit. Cheryl, send me her number.
Hold on, Marion, getting it.
Send it to me on Skype so I don't have to fucking copy and paste. I don't care if you're drunk, you old whore.
Mary.
Good Lord. Her phone is dead. Well, I don't care. We're calling you anyway. Let's see.
Hold on.
Thank you for holding.
Hold on.
Wednesday.
You're welcome.
Hold on.
To be continued.